MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
How many stunts? It's fucking canceled, dude. Get a life. I moved on. You move on too, motherfucker. Watch it on Telemundo. It's a totally different voice. I think it's a new show.
Fear Factor, not a fear for you.
No, we're done, man. Pretty much. We don't know for sure. The last episode aired on Tuesday, but my contract is over. And honestly, I just want to do comedy. I'm a whore, though. I think offer me more money, I'll go back. But like, this really why I'm doing this CD, because nobody fucking knows I'm a comedian. And I've been too lazy. Our last CD I put out was in 2000, so I'm going to be on the ball more. I'm going to try. All right, what other questions? Got anything else?
Carlos Mencia.
What's that?
Is Mike Goldberg full of shit?
Mike Goldberg? No, he's a sports broadcaster. He doesn't know anything about martial arts. He's not full of shit. He's a nice guy. That's another UFC question. Why do you think he's full of shit? He's a good man. He's a nice fella. He's from Minnesota. They don't get all the news out there. They get like fucking one newspaper. Would I fight Mike Goldberg? He's a friend of mine. No, why would I do that? I'll fight you, fatso. Come on, let's go right now. You want to talk some shit? Come on, you on the underground, motherfucker? You one of those screen names that talk shit about me? I'll smack you around. What? You'll run? I'm just kidding, man. I'm just fucking around. That was the funny thing to do. It's your birthday? Happy birthday. Oh, shit. First day drinking. Now I know your problem. Congratulations.
First day, right? You never had a fake ID? No.
Has anybody ever not drank before their 21st birthday? It's the most useless law ever. Everybody gets alcohol. Nobody waits till they're 21. It's impossible. You're never going to make it. The forbidden fruit. It's just like fucking a terrorist. You can't stop yourself.
Eddie Bravo.
Eddie Bravo. That's my man. He's in the back right now. You want to say hi to Eddie? Eddie Bravo, you here? Is he right there? There's Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo. Show me your abs. You show the whole crowd your pussy and I'll show you whatever you want. Everybody wants to receive, no one wants to give. That's the problem with this world. You want a little something from me, you're not willing to give it up. Meanwhile, you're just making your fucking boyfriend uncomfortable. I know what your game is. I know what your game is, you dirty bitch, trying to fucking ruin him. I bet you text message right in front of him too, don't you?
Nothing, I'm just talking to my friends, yeah. I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, we're fighting all the time, but I'll keep you posted. Send.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music. Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
With an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. That's MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
You know he's getting used in the new promo now. It's happening.
Fuck, Kevin. Like, come on. Who does a commercial for 2 minutes and 20 seconds long?
Dutch, let me say something shocking. I want to make it on the promo, too. And that Kevin, he's a son of a bitch. There. Now, I made the promo, too. Mitch, get on the promo. Say something shocking. Go.
Alcohol by Volume is a great show. I love listening to him because he that alcoholic has more vast knowledge as far as alcohol.
He doesn't. Like he has Google. That's what he has.
He's a rain man of alcohol.
I was trying to compliment him, Mitch. Come on.
No, Alcohol by Volume is a good show. The host is a piece of shit.
But he's the only one on the
show. He is the show, you asshole.
No, his show's about beer. It's not about Kevin.
I think Mitch meant to say alcohol is great, but Alcohol by Volume is stupid.
Alcohol is great. Kevin is stupid.
Kevin. Tell him what
there you go. You have, dude, we're making... Look, just cut this up, bro. It's 30 seconds. Bam, promo.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? Actually, you know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you. You can't stop fucking with my ass. Stop fucking with my ass.
Hi, everyone. Dutch and Royce, Joel, Royce, Marie, Mitch, 954-573-2780. August 13th, 2013. Hi.
Dutch not knowing how to do a fade in correctly from at promo to promo.
Yeah, I had my cross fade in. Oh, my playback program, I had to cross fade in and out, click in.
I just wanted to make sure I set it on air because I know you're going to fix it for the podcast so no one's ever going to know. So I'm going to make sure.
No, I'm going to leave it now because I'm talking about it.
Terrible.
It's nothing worse.
It was good. It was like a minute-long crossfade.
It was really good.
No, I had a 12-second crossfade, which is usually what you need for...
All right,
for
DJ Scribble, you fucking asshole.
But I was listening to music earlier, and I completely forgot that I had it checked in.
Why don't you listen to music like everyone else and just go from song to song? You don't need a super crossfade. You're not having a house party.
Because I'm DJ Dutch, that's why.
You're DJ Douchebag.
I haven't heard that before.
And...
Again, 954-573-2780 if you guys want to get in touch with us or Twitter us. Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, or Hippo Juice Film. We check our stuff periodically during the show and during the week. Well, not me so much, but everybody else does.
Yeah, everyone else. Dutch disappears from show. Dutch is like Batman. Like, when a show's on, he's here, but when it's over, Bruce Wayne is gone.
But the thing is that, like, we wouldn't have anything to talk about if we talked off the air.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Explain why we're not friends. I don't care.
We are friends. You're going to have a DJ wedding.
Anyway.
DJ Douchebag.
It sounds like you're an employee, actually.
Yeah, there you go. Now go get me some more hors d'oeuvres.
So anyways, by the way, February, that's an interesting month for you guys to have your wedding. I was just thinking about the other day.
Because it's going to be outdoors and it's in Florida. That means it's going to be cool instead of 1,000 million
Best
degrees.
Best month of the year in Florida.
And it's perfect for everyone that has shitty winters.
And all the hotel rates are super cheap in February because that's the slowest time in Disney.
It's in between the holidays.
Look how nice we are.
Is that why you guys did it?
No, yes. Seriously, that really is the reason.
I told Royce it has to be in between February and March.
Because it's a lot cheaper.
Huh. Okay. Well, then you guys are... Well, you're awful people. No, I'm not even going to give you that credit. You guys are awful people.
And I also know the Disney off seasons because I have a little insider knowledge.
Yeah, there you go. She once beat up a guy and took a Disney schedule.
Remember when Marie was like trying to not let anyone know that she worked for Disney?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't remember that. Anyway. by the way, I want to bring something up at the beginning of the show so people aren't confused later. I am bringing back old school insults because a lot of these new insults, whatever, things specifically like dipshit or you son of a bitch, like not bitch or you're such a bitch. It's like you son of a bitch. Like I'm bringing back all the old school ones. So from time to time, I'm going to
drop. Old school like what era though? Because we could go way far back.
All eras. Listen, bro, I'm not going to put up with any shenanigans, okay? Not around here.
Okay.
All right. So they're going to be all kinds of doozies, all right?
So are we just saying, like, old school insults, or are we going with, like, racial slurs?
I mean, no, I wouldn't do that because there's already 360 and 420, so I don't think like any more shows that do that all like, the time.
They're like, still on the station?
They are, sir.
We
they
like
are.
To be cutting edge.
Great. Now, JJ, goddamn it, Dutch, can't you just let me do my show, boy, man?
You know, I don't owe anything to you.
I'm not bothering anybody, man.
I don't really do anything entertainment-wise, but why I don't do anything to you?
Uh-oh.
What woes?
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh. Any woozle.
See, whatever. I like to do the opposite of what Royce does. I like to be cutting edge and forward thinking with my words and my stuffs. Like the other day,
stuffs,
I was laughing
with my stuffs.
With my stuffs. Stuffs. The other day, I was laughing for 30 minutes straight just because of the word amazeballs. It's a great.
Is that the first time you've ever heard it?
No, it's, when I was reading it in context, I'm like, that is an amazeballs word.
Was it something I said? Because I know I said it recently.
Stop taking credit for everything, man.
No, I'm just saying I know I did say it recently, but I don't remember why.
It's like you stole roller coasters from me and roller skates.
I don't know if I stole it from you.
You stole it from me, bro. Those are my fucking.
Yeah, but I turned it into my own.
Those
so
are my patented.
That means I found it.
Patented Royce jokes.
Except that was from late speakers.
No, bro. It's from my... Yeah, well, fuck them. How about that?
Are they still doing a show, by the way?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Are they doing it live yet?
No.
Kyle.
I know, right?
He's so, like, concerned about what his parents and family think. It's like, dude, either do it or don't. Come on, man.
Fucking Kyle and fucking Lance.
What a son of a bitch. See? Doing it right now.
I'm sure that they'll start going live once they come out.
I don't think son of a bitch ever became
nobody old says son of a bitch. People say bitch now. Not many people say son of a bitch.
We say son of a bitch all the time.
No, you may say son of a, but sometimes you just cut it short, you know?
Yeah.
You leave out the
talking
bitch.
About you as in like the proverbial you or like me personally?
Everybody.
Like the proverbial you.
Yeah, well, then you're a son of a bitch.
Son of a.
Well, I say it when I, like, jam my finger in the door or something.
Hey, Dutch, stop being such a dickwad, man. Let's just continue.
What about son of a jackal?
No, you know.
That's just that? Weird.
All right, Gaylord, let's go. See, bringing that. All of them are coming back, Dutch. Get ready.
You know what I like? Huh. I enjoy the people that are my age but have kids, and you can tell that their grammar has been altered because they don't want to swear in front of their children. There's a girl that I work with that always calls somebody a doo-doo head, and it always makes me laugh because I know she has a 5-year-old, so she doesn't want to say fucktard.
Speaking of doo-doo heads, did you guys see that, like, sorry, I just randomly thought of this. Amanda Bynes, she's not, like, she has, like, schizophrenia and, like, bipolar disorder.
Yeah, she has a lot of things. You know what she has? She has attention, an attention whore deficit is what she does. She needs attention.
Attention whore deficit.
It's a new thing. You
new
don't
thing?
Know that?
I had no idea.
AWDD.
Yeah, thank
wow,
you.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, call, I mean, we could call Brett, but he's probably busy. But he'll back me up on this, Dr. B. He'll back me up on this, no props.
Remember when he didn't want us to use his name Brett, but you said Brett
fuck
and then
care.
Dr. B?
He'll be fine. He'll live.
Whoops the daisies.
By the way, he made a trade for in the fantasy football league that we're all in.
I know. I saw
within that. Like a half hour. After the draft was over.
Yeah, I know.
I saw
you and didn't you and him have a big trade, Dutch?
Oh, huge trade. Within a half hour after the trade was over.
Well, you guys are...
You guys are son of a bitches.
Yeah, man, seriously.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, it means, you know, your mom's a bitch and you're her son.
I don't know much about football and shit, but I do know that you shouldn't be trading after the trade's over.
See?
Speaking of football, though, did you guys see that there's, like, publications that refuse to write the name Redskins when referring to the Washington Redskins football
team? I know. They call, what do they call them? The,
Damn Injuns?
Yeah, the Damn Injuns.
Last week, Slate...
I think they went backwards.
Slate, yeah. Mother Jones, and New Republic all declared they would no longer be referring to the Washington Redskins as the Redskins.
I'm sorry. Who said that?
Slate, Mother Jones, and New Public. I guess these are names for like newspapers.
I've only
like
heard
that.
Of Slate.
What a bunch of ass wipes.
It's not old school. Like, I think the I said
ass
that.
Wipes old school.
I don't know if I'm going with your bit.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
It's the Washington. Whoa, not that.
Oh, she did the typical, you know, Indian hand over mouth thing, that wah-wah-wah-wah noise. That's what she meant by it. Okay. Which may be more racist than Redskins.
So.
It's just what they say now.
As the Atlantic Wire points out, the protest is mostly symbolic. But three publications focus more on politics and the arts than they do on sports. Mother Jones used the Redskins name a total of three times in the last year.
Did you read my article? My article is about, I will not call them the Miami Dolphins. I will only call them Miami Sea Mammals because I don't want to insult people.
Still, the fact that some national publications only now refer to them as Washington's pro football team or
So what's their name, though? What, did they change their name?
No.
So why can't you say what their name is?
Because it's apparently it is
racist.
Racist.
It's insensitive.
Redskins owner Dan Snyder has promised never to change the team's name. Good for him. Ask about a prospect of altering the team's controversial name. Snyder said never, and you can use that in caps. Good for him. Even though he's a piece of shit, like as far as owners go, like he's the worst next to like Al Davis, and Al Davis is dead.
Right.
Like this guy came out, like when I was living in Washington, that's all you heard about how much of an asshole this guy was. Like he was suing season ticket holders for dropping their contracts because they have contracts for season ticket holders because the team stunk so bad for the first so many years before they got RG3 that they were like, we don't want to do this anymore. We don't want to waste our money. And he sued them for dropping their contracts. So, I mean, I'll give him credit for going. He's not kowtowing to any of that, you know, left-leaning political culture as far as people's going.
Well, I just have to say, if that's the case, if they can't call them the Washington Redskins, then I'm going to call Cleveland the Cleveland African Americans.
No, Marie, the Browns is not.
it's actually referring to a dog.
It's not like, oh, my God, all these years you thought that they meant.
What?
Black people, was it they meant? They didn't mean.
Well, I saw the team and I just assumed.
No. Come on, bitch. That may be worse than what Marie said.
I mean, if we look at their draft picks in the last how many 5 years, it's always been.
Yeah, I mean.
Browns, according to me.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, good for him because the thing is, a lot of these corporations will kowtow to these assholes and good for them for not doing it. And even these asshole publications who are going. We're not going to say Redskins because it's offensive. Really? Shut up in your casinos. Let us have our football teams.
Well, you know, Dutch.
You know what? Just go ahead with your alcoholism because you people, for whatever reason, as a group, can't handle it. But
what do you mean you
people? Also, cocaine. Don't forget that.
Yeah, and your cocaine problems and anything else?
Smallpox.
Smallpox. You and your smallpox.
Yeah, you're always having though and selling their beads on the side
beads
of
beads and shitty beads with smallpox on them.
Bees?
Bees. And smallpox.
And teepees and wigwams.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
And fucking
had
scouts.
Enough of Native American
tomahawks.
Indians.
Tomahawks. And
I was a heavy investor in dream catches and it never helped.
Yeah,
of course
that's
they
why
didn't.
That sweet dream catch too.
I still got it. Yes,
feed everywhere.
Because I told you to get the fucking jizz catcher, and you keep getting the fucking dream catcher. It doesn't do anything.
You have a jizz catcher.
It is very hard to find a jizz catcher in a Pottery Barn.
Well, I mean, you have to look at. You have to go to Bed Bath and Beyond and look in the Beyond section.
That was my mistake.
It's the only place to locate.
I was scared to go to the Beyond section. I didn't know it was back there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, the Redskins. By the way, man, you know who I feel bad for? Cousins. He's a really good quarterback, and he's going to be a backup as long as RG3 is alive.
Well, that's the thing, though. They don't want to get rid of him because RG3 is going to be the new Michael Vick, and he's never going to complete a full season, so they need a guy who's really, really good as their backup. Yep.
So, true.
I mean, I wouldn't get rid of him if that was Redskins.
As opposed to needing a guy that's bad?
Well, they also do have Rex Grossman, don't they? So
I don't think they'll let him suit up.
No, he actually played, man. They haven't had all the preseason games, but the NFL Network will show replay of all, because all the preseason games are covered usually locally. So NFL Network's been replaying them, and they were going through it, and Rex Grossman was in there, and the announcers, and these were Redskin announcers, were making fun of Rex Grossman horribly. Like things like, oh yeah, you know, he made it to a Super Bowl. I was like, yeah, well, with that defense, I could have made it to the Super Bowl. Like being really mean to Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman is probably one of the worst professional quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Ryan Leaf.
Well, he didn't. He's not still in the league. He burned out after one season.
True. Good point.
So and Rex Grossman wasn't. Why are we talking about it? Actually, that's the thing. We have a lot of sports fans that listen to this show. Do you think it might be worth, once football kicks in, to like dedicate? Because I don't want to do a full show. Maybe dedicate like a half hour of each DNR for 16 weeks to fantasy football.
I mean, we did it anyway last time. It just wasn't official. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we might as well.
We only have one segment on the show, which is we listen to better music than you. Like,
and we don't even know what it's called. We have another.
We still haven't figured it out.
Name. And by the way, segment is blowing up, literally blowing up on YouTube.
Yeah, I want to. Can we save this? Can we save that for next hour?
It's not exploding. So after CM Punk's Grammar Slam, I don't want to be a dick. It's figuratively blowing up on YouTube.
It's getting in the thousands.
By the way, I re-listened to that because I was pulling stuff from that particular show, and that made me laugh really hard.
It was awesome.
CM Punk's an asshole. But speaking of music, this isn't We're Better. We Listen Better. Whatever.
We better music listeners.
Listen to that thing.
We listen better music time show.
Here we go. Did Katy Perry steal Sarah Bareilles' song?
Yes. Probably.
Who were they?
Sarah Bareilles?
No, I don't. I mean, yeah.
Sasha Baron Cohen?
My wife.
You don't remember Sarah Bareilles?
My wife.
Well, I'm not going to write you a love song because you asked for it, because you need it. Nope. That girl.
Oh, that's a girl who did Mass Text.
Yeah, the waspy looking brunette girl.
Why did I get your Mass Text?
No, not her. It was a different person.
Oh, sorry.
Sarah Bareilles is more of like a jazz seat.
I gotta write you a love song.
Right.
Cause you ask for it, cause you need it. You see.
Okay, now Katy Perry, who
I kissed a girl.
Hate.
And I liked it.
More than anything in the world, I hate Katy Perry.
Why? Because her forehead is a seven head? Don't be such a dick.
Because her tits are so big?
Yeah. Because you're jealous that she fucked Russell Brand?
Here we go. Here's a new song. Here's a new song, Roar. And she's completely stole it off of Sarah Bareilles. And I have proof here, like back to back. And not only that, but I have it layered. But here, let's listen to this real quick. It's Katy Perry's new song, Roar.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice.
Okay, you got like a simple groove of the song at this point. All right. Let's get to the hook a little bit. You helped me down, her shit voice. God, her dumb Zoe Deschanel eyes. She always looks confused when she walks into a room. But anyways, you got enough of that song. So here we go. Here's Sarah Bareilles' song, which came out about 9 months before that song was released. You can be amazing, turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You hear that?
I don't hear any similarities at all.
You don't hear any similarities at all.
None.
Well, if you don't hear that, then here's the two songs literally layered on top of each other. No. Exactly.
No. Don't do it. Don't do it, Dutch.
No.
It's going to be sad for everyone.
You know, I kind of like this version better than both songs individually.
Yeah, actually, it's much better.
It's like a Taking Back Sunday type thing where they're singing two different harmonies over something.
All right, I'm going to guess what happened.
Well, the good thing, they would only need one band also.
Here's what happened.
Before you get into that real quick, just real quick, Katy Perry tweeted Sarah Bareilles when she released that song saying, "I heart you, Sarah Bareilles," and put a link to that YouTube video when it was first released 9 months ago.
So maybe she
Maybe
they're friends.
So you're saying that it was like a tribute.
Right. Yeah. Like a fangirl.
If she put a smiley face, Dutch, that pretty much says it all. I mean, those emojis matter, bro. And
if you say emojis again, I'm going to come across the screen and punch you
in
the face.
But that's what they're called.
No.
Emoticons.
Emoticons are so 2008. They're called emojis, bro. Get with brokes.
Anyways, what was your theory?
Huh?
What was your theory?
My theory, well, now that I heard that, my theory changed. But my initial theory was they either got the same producer who sold two people the same, because that happens. Because you know these people don't make their own music. A producer who sold two people the
what
same.
What do you mean they don't make their own?
Oh wait, now wasn't there that one song? I think we did this bit a couple years ago when there was a song that Kesha did, right? That was the same song as someone else.
No, I think it was Avril Lavigne's song. I don't like your boyfriend.
It's all the same song. They all sing the same song every time.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's Smith. It's Smith.
It is kind of fun though. Like when a new song is released, and you're like, "Oh, that sounds exactly like this song," or that song.
No,
like
I know, but I mean, if she put a smiley face, dude, and that emoji was there, man, I mean, that's all that matters.
Was it a smiley face or was it a winky face?
No,
stop with emojis.
Dutch, can you confirm if the emoji was a smiley face?
I'm not going to talk to you if you keep saying the word emoji.
Bra.
You keep saying bra, I'm not going to talk to you either.
I want to put some emojis on my froyo.
Oh, he's so good.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Emojos. Emojos. Awesome. The little M&Ms look like smiley faces or winky faces. Oh, my God. Marketing. Patent pending.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
What do you guys think was the biggest ripoff of songs aside from anything Led Zeppelin ever did?
That's what I was going to say.
Everything
they ever did.
Dutch, I'm glad you
I want
that.
To have a real conversation. That's why I took that joke, that took those sales right out of that air bubble
because
before it came
fair,
up.
Because everyone would have said Led Zeppelin.
That's why I said it, because I wanted you guys to have a real conversation with me.
They not only did they steal it, they stole it from poor black musicians who probably died starving while they became millionaires. You know? So that's what made it so bad. But I mean, most blatant, man, I don't know, man. There's Coldplay and Joe Satriani, the guitar player.
Yeah, one went to court, didn't it?
Yeah, and he won.
He did win.
Yep. Yeah, percentage of the song.
Wasn't Vanilla Ice
That's pretty bad. No, but that was doom 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 doom. Which is different.
No, it's the ting, man. It's the ting that makes it different. Remember that?
The ting. I got you.
Yeah, Mitch, if you can't find him trying to explain Vanilla Ice trying to explain why his song was different than Queen.
When you said the ting, I just figured Vanilla Ice doing a bad Jamaican impression. Everting Irie! God, Vanilla, get out of here. Now he's gone from a rocker back to, he has his own show on the Home and Garden Network.
Doesn't he remodel houses or something like that?
He flips homes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Well, also,
I actually read that it was the shrewdest business deals made in music, aside from Michael Jackson buying Beatles songs, the rights to them. Did you know that Vanilla Ice actually owns the rights to Under Pressure?
Does he really?
Yep.
So he
said it was cheaper for him to buy the rights for that than to pay out royalties every year. For any time his song got played.
But that means he still got to be making a good amount of money from Under Pressure. Is a very big song.
Of course it was, and I'm sure he's making royalties off of that one cover.
I got it.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it real quick.
Like it goes ding 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 ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding 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 ding. That little bitty change.
Oh, God, I'm embarrassed for him.
Oh, what an asshole.
It's true, because I do hear that part.
Marie, don't encourage me.
I hear it. I hear it, though.
Marie, first off, I can't believe
this. Don't tell me it's not there.
I can't believe this is the second time I have to tell you this. Do not encourage Vanilla Ice on this show, all right? Not on this show. On another show, it's fine. Actually, when I was a kid, I used to work at Burger King.
I used to encourage Vanilla Ice.
I used to encourage him all the time because he used to come by the drive-thru because he used to live right by there in his fucking convertible, what was it, Jaguar or whatever.
Wait, you actually serve Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, he used to live in Miami. Then he lived in Fort Lauderdale right by me. That Burger King was where a lot of very rich part of town. So, I mean, I serve The Rock. The Rock always ordered a fish sandwich, only ketchup.
What? I did not know this about you.
Swear to God. Vanilla Ice used to go there every weekend, get breakfast. Who else? Who's another famous? Jason Taylor from the Dolphins. Dan Marino went by the drive-thru all the time because he used to live right by there, too. He would always order stuff for
hey,
his
autistic. Hey, Marino!
And I'd always know it was Marino because I'd be like, is it a boy's toy or a girl's toy? I'd be like, autistic toy, which is basically just an error. Because, you know, let's face it, autistic kids get excited by, like, reflections. Like characters.
You are a piece of shit, my friend.
And, you know, whatevs. No, but Marino used to go by Taylor. Who else? Oh, Zach Thomas, old linebacker for the Dolphins. All the time used to go there. Him and Jason Taylor used to play basketball down at just regular public park. It'd be so weird because you would just see these two giants playing basketball pickup games, and they'd be there with kids like, all right, let's have a pickup game, and no one wanted to play against them because they wouldn't hold
back. Yes, Sean, how does that feel in your face?
Jason Taylor would dunk on 12-year-olds. Like, he didn't give a fuck. yeah, no, that area, a lot of people like
that. Wow. Who was the biggest dick in the drive-thru?
Dan Marino.
Of course. That's
the biggest dick in life. I've met him even outside of that. He's always been a dick.
Punchy wants to know if you would yell, laces out, Dan.
Oh, my God. I shut up.
You should have.
Ah, missed opportunities.
Yeah. That would have been
weird. Wait, hold on. When were you working there? Like years?
I worked there when I was... I started when I was 14 and I quit when I was 19. No, 18. So
you were there for a while.
Yeah, I mean... Well, because I was going to leave when I was 18, but then I had to pay for college, so they made me a manager, and it was actually pretty decent money at 18 to be decent money. So, you know, it was enough for college. What year? I don't know. How old am I? I'm 31 now. Half of that 15 years ago, 16 years ago?
It would have been at least three years after Pet Detective came out. You could have done
it. I could have done the joke. The joke would have still been actually even more viable.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to tell a friend of mine who's trying to listen live how to listen.
Yeah. Well, you go to tell him to go to TuneIn. And if you go to TuneIn,
he has it. He just doesn't know how to
tune in. More Like Radio. More Like Radio.
Very simple.
Play.
It's very
simple. Do a quick live read for the TuneIn app.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're listening on the go, as the kids do.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
That was that good, Dutch? Did that sound good?
It was good. I liked it.
I mean, I just pulled that out of like the air. I mean, I could do another take if you want.
Sorry.
If
that were,
That was good.
If that was a good take, that's fine.
It was a great take. I liked it. Right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. One take. One trick pony doesn't work.
No, by the way, something... Okay. Something I started watching. Have you guys gotten wind of any of this Orange is the New Black show?
We watched the
We told you about it
2 weeks ago.
Did you really? Okay, well, Kelly and I watched it this week, and we watched two episodes of it. What do you guys think?
It's
great
a baseball.
It's a really good show.
It's amazeballs.
Yeah.
See, it's a great word.
First off, the opening scene is the chick from the 70s show and banging this other chick.
Titties everywhere. It was great.
Show. And remember how sometimes they would get high, but you never really knew that they were getting high because it was just a round table and smoke?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, it's how they got away with that in, in regular TV. Sorry, my brain shut off.
Yeah, it did. No,
wow.
Orange is New Black.
I select that one.
Orange is the New Black is an original.
I love big titties.
About a white bread girl from Connecticut that goes to jail willingly because she got caught red-handed for something she was doing. No, she wasn't smuggling drugs. She was the money handler.
Of the drugs, yeah.
Of the drugs.
She was a launderer.
10 years ago when she was in a lesbian fling with the girl from that 70s show.
And by the way, I never thought I'd say this, but Jason Biggs is really good in this. He really
is. He's not bad.
No, he's good, but specifically in this show, well, you're only two episodes in. When you get more into it, I mean, it's a really, you get emotionally invested in these characters. It's actually a very, very good
show.
That
was the thing, is that like Kelly and I were like, it's intriguing. You know, like we're on the fence. But the thing is, we're trying to pick our shows here because we have a bunch of shows that we have to watch together.
Well, definitely watch Orange is the New Black, dude, because, I mean, it is fantastic.
Here's the thing, though. I always get into shows that get shut down. After the first season,
this one's already got picked up for a second season.
Oh, okay. Because I am balls in with Newsroom, obviously Walking Dead.
This show's got legs only because they gave it to the same woman that made the TV show Weeds is the one making Orange is the New Black, so they're giving her a lot of leeway.
Which I already have theories about how the next season's going to go based off of if it follows any kind of trail of how Weeds went. you know, that when weed started out, it was just an innocent housewife that was, you know, dealing pot to get by because she, you know, lost her husband and everything like that. And then by season six, she was a full-on drug lord. So
weeds was like Breaking Bad for kids.
Right.
That's the thing about Breaking Bad, too, is that...
Oh, my God, how good was Breaking Bad this week? Sorry, real quick.
You fantastic.
Oh, I haven't watched it. Here's the thing, is that... No, listen to me, my friend. Here's the thing. I know the show is going to be like The Wire for me, where... You watch The Wire, obviously, and it's... You can't stop watching it. I know the show is going to be like that for me, so I'm waiting for the whole thing to be done, and then I'll watch it from there.
No, but the thing is, with a show like Breaking Bad, you have to watch it the day of or download it and watch it the next day.
But I haven't seen a single episode
because if you don't, well...
It's going to get spoiled.
It's going to get spoiled by people like me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll read anything you post, so I'm good.
No, we're going to spoil it on the air now because now we know.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought that up. I shouldn't have mentioned that I don't watch it.
I would recommend...
I'm asshole. Why the fuck would I say that? God damn it.
I'm going to give you a one-week leeway.
And you think our listeners are going to give me that much time? You know how much they love making me miserable.
They're not. Well, but look on the.
Yes,
outside.
They are. Yes, hey, they are.
You're right.
You're going to
break
do it.
Bad for Dutch. Don't do it.
Don't do it. First off,
okay. But never
first,
mind. I can't watch this show anymore.
Here's the thing.
I can't watch it. That's Dutch, the reason why I didn't watch Lost.
Here's the thing. This is only one episode. Now you're going to lose. Now, if you continue this, you're going to lose all the eight new ones. So you might as well deal with it tonight.
Deal with four seasons in one night. Okay.
Wait. You haven't watched any of it?
No, not one.
Oh, no. You're so fucked. Oh, well, good luck
all
to
right,
you,
well,
sir.
There you go. There's a show I can't watch. Why did I bring it up in the air? I'm a dumbass. Why did I fucking say that?
Wow, you're missing out.
That?
That's the best show on television, period.
I know, and everybody keeps telling me. And the thing is, it's I believe everybody when they say it, but I want to treat it like The Wire. At least I did want to. Now Mitch, I can't watch it, so.
Mitch, tread lightly. Right, Mitch?
That's right.
I'm having Mitch download Orange. Well, he doesn't need to download. Just save it on your Netflix queue.
Have Netflix.
It's a Netflix original series, but yeah, I just posted two pictures, two screen
look
caps.
At that. That's every episode.
That's all I needed. That was enough to convince me.
Oh yeah, the other chick from American Pie.
Yep.
Just there eating fucking box, fingering and eating box. They're pretty graphic with the show, which by the way is a Netflix exclusive, right?
Yep, Netflix exclusive. And
they can get away with murder on these shows.
Yeah, of course, now they can. Netflix is the place to go now. It's a hip place to be. And now when they release seasons, they release all 13 at a time, episodes at a time.
It's right.
Not, you don't have to wait week by week. And I love that.
That's great. As soon as we found out about the show, we went through the entire season.
But that's what I like about it, especially like you said before, Dutch, you're the type of person with a good show. You're just going to marathon it and go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue.
By the way, hashtag spoil shows for Dutch has already been started.
Oh, okay. Let me pop that up on Twitter so I keep an eye on it.
All right. I'm not looking at anything on Twitter. Actually, it's too late now. Why did I even bring it up? I'm an asshole. Fuck.
What's the hashtag? Hashtag spoil.
Nothing.
Spoil shows for Dutch.
Okay. Hashtag.
It's a command. Just remember spoil that you shows? Are going. Spoiled?
I don't see it.
Fucking Ryan spoiled Dexter for me, and I stopped watching after that season because of that.
I thought that was because I ruined it for him.
Why? When Rita died?
Yeah.
Oh.
That fucking ruined my week.
My mom totally ruined it for me when I started watching Lost, and she told me that Charlie dies in season four.
What are like actual things that someone... I remember my brother telling me that before I watched Sixth Sense, that... He's like, yeah, dude, it's weird. Like, Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. He started out describing the movie for me with that sentence.
I never watched The Village because people told me not to bother because it's real life.
I never watched The Village because I thought it was a documentary on the Village people, and it was not. And that's just really
I didn't watch The Village because it was M. Night Shyamalan.
Was that a down? Was that a letdown for you there, Royce?
You understand, like, you know, finally someone's going to... Like, I thought Shyamalan was going to do with Village People what Scorsese did with the Rolling Stones, that documentary. And obviously I was wrong because that Indian, the cop / killer, he gets no fucking justice because why? He likes the company of men? Kind of fucked up if you ask me. If Shyamalan makes it about some fucking Amish town, go fuck yourself, bro.
You're just watching, like, why are they wearing bonnets? This is not the Village People.
Where is the fucking construction worker? This is horrible.
Oh, no.
But, you
that's really funny.
Everyone has their own. Think about it. The Village would be the perfect name for Village People. Fucking documentary on Netflix.
By the way, that movie got crushed by a lot of people. I didn't hate it.
It was terrible.
You hated it?
It's the worst movie that was ever made ever in the history of things ever.
Well, what do you think the twist was going to be? Happening?
The Happening was... No, I never saw The Happening. I never saw The Happening.
You should.
No.
And you might change your mind on what the worst movie ever is.
Is there a riff tracks for it?
Of course there is. That's why I've seen it.
And I will watch The Happening if there's a riff
track. Here's the thing the listeners may not know is that Mitch doesn't watch movies unless there's a riff tracks for it.
Of course. And people that don't know, new listeners that don't know, Riff Tracks is the Mystery Science Theater 3000 guys do modern day movies now. They put up their MP3 and you could sync it with the video and Pirate Bay, of course. But it's, I mean... One of the only way to watch movies now, like Mitch.
I really don't watch movies anymore. I'll watch TV shows like Dexter and Game of Thrones and stuff, but I just don't watch movies.
You don't enjoy films?
Not anymore.
What about like, I don't know, like just like turn off your brain action, dumb fun, like Pacific Rim or like The Avengers or.
No, if I want to turn my brain off, I'll just watch Discovery Channel or something.
You know what I have to
but
say
that's
though?
That's why I turn my brain on.
One of my uncle used to do special effects in movies, and he did Speed 2 Cruise Control.
That was her uncle that did the explosions.
And he did Gone in 60 Seconds.
Uncle is my hero.
And
didn't he do Roadhouse?
He blew up the thing in Roadhouse.
He did Roadhouse.
Also, he did the practical effects, like the actual fire.
The explosives. And
oh,
the
cool.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the double douche.
Right. And so since, so that's why he did a lot of crap ass movies that are just action films.
Awesome movies that are amazing.
Yes. So he would tell us, like, I can't watch a movie because all I think of is work. And like, it takes me out of it.
It does gotta suck.
He's like, it takes me out of it. Like, I start nitpicking things that are wrong. Like, start recognizing, you know, cheap cop outs for how they were able to do a scene.
Yeah, but. It's kind of hard to hold him in high regard when he did Speed 2 Cruise Control. But let's be honest here.
He fucking...
Biggs got to eat.
He fucking built a ship that had to go half a mile inland.
All right. Well, you're right. You know what? I shouldn't make fun of him. He's made more movies than I have, I guess.
Yes,
so.
He has.
Yeah.
Do you guys have things that ruined... when you said it ruins things for me, like when I was in college and when I was working in radio, I can't listen to or watch advertisement without thinking about, okay, who's the target demographic? Who are they selling this to? Is this a good ad? Is this a bad ad? Like, I can't watch the Super Bowl, at least not during the ads, because I'm like, you wasted $2 million on that. Like, are there things that like are just ruined for you guys because of what you know?
Radio's ruined. I mean, let's get to the first.
Yeah. I think all of us like that, though.
Radio's ruined. No, it is. It's
we're all radio guys, though. I think that's a given, right?
No, it is. But, I mean, other things that are... I mean, okay, here's one. And I've ruined this for Mersh, too, and I'm going to ruin it for you all guys.
Oops, sorry.
It's not a spoiler, but it's something that it's going to ruin whenever you're watching a show. Like, whenever I would watch Sons of Anarchy, me and Mersh would watch, like, Sons of Anarchy or any
Mersh
show.
And Were.
Were and I. We're watching that or like The Wire. Whenever you're seeing one of those TV shows and like you have like these really nice brand new 2013 Escalades and then like a 2004 Explorer, I go, watch, Mersh, that car's going to blow up. He's like, how do you know? He goes, because they never blow up new cars. They always blow up old shit cars. And without a doubt, 4 minutes later, it blows up. So now every time we're watching a show, Mersh would be like, God damn it, I know that car's going to get shot or blown up because it's a fucking old Buick.
I've never even thought of that.
Now you're going to notice it on every show
you
always.
Son of a bitch.
And, oh, Miami, living in Florida, has ruined Dexter because, remember, I've said it before in Dexter.
Well, because Dexter ruined itself by getting hokey and jumped the shark four seasons before.
In Florida, you don't have to have front license plates. You only need the ones in the back. And now, in one of the latest episodes, they even use a traffic cam and use the front license plate to track somebody down. So I get that
it doesn't exist.
It's easier to make fake laughs.
Hello?
You mean like the entire movie of Fargo to Minnesotans?
No, Fargo was spot on.
I don't know why, but for me, I always get brought out of a movie when I see a label, like anything that you know that was a product placement. I immediately go, product placement.
Whopper, like when like
that does it for me every
Whopper,
time.
The Whopper during the Iron Man.
Anytime a computer is used and they don't blur out the Mac symbol, or they do blur out the Mac symbol on purpose, they put the stupid sticker on top of the Apple,
and you can still tell that it's a Mac.
Or every time somebody drinks a soda with the label out.
Or when Shia LaBeouf fell in front of the girl, embarrassed himself. The scene didn't need to be in Transformers at all, but he fell right in front of a Burger King. And then drove off. And clearly the symbol was right there. That bothers me. Product placement. But by the way, the new Superman had a couple of those. I think it was... what was it? God damn it. What was it?
It might have been Burger King also.
It wasn't Burger King. It was something else. I can't think of it. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but, you know, it's you know, like going back to Dexter, whenever they're using a computer and they can't use Google to search or something, like Dexter uses Net Wrangler or like some fake like internet search thing.
Oh, I love it when they do fake software.
Yeah.
That is my absolute favorite. Or when they have to just use DOS programming.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you guys remember this, but 24 was notorious for the product placement as far as like cell phones goes. Whenever the new phone came out, they all had that phone in it. Like when the Razr was big, so
they all had guys, the Motorola. We're not on the air. Why is it saying reconnecting?
Mitch, can you check the server for us real quick?
Make sure it didn't get into overdrive.
It kicked in, but while we're at this, Dutch, your sound went to shit.
Yeah, let me. Why don't you let me take over at Cast Dutch?
Go for it.
Because I, for whatever reason, all right, Mitch, I'm starting at 1, 2, 3. Go. All right, yeah, we're sorry about that. Anyone listening live, guys?
For some reason, it doesn't want to agree with my end.
You just moved, right? Your new internet service?
Did it go bad? You guys sound great on this end.
Yo, I mean, I know we might sound fine, but you don't sound great.
Yeah, you sound a little muffled. Mitch sounds okay.
Yeah, Mitch sounds fine. Mitch sounds fine on our end, but you specifically... Is you torn open, Dutch?
It's not open, Royce.
Dutch?
You were the culprit last time, so shut your face.
It's not me. It's not
you were the culprit last three times, if I remember correctly.
I checked
correctly.
Before the show. Mitch, do I sound fine to you, sir?
You sound fine to me. And
Mitch sounds fantastic.
It's still on replay, by the way. Check your Edcast.
No, it's not.
It can't possibly be.
I'm looking at the server right now, and it's not connected.
By the way, was that your fault?
No.
I think it was. I think what happened was you had a blip in your internet, which made your sound go bad, and then the server kicked in.
Yeah, so why don't you disconnect, Dutch, and get back on, and we'll keep going here real quick.
Why don't you stop being a son of a bitch?
All right, that's fine.
Sorry, guys.
Like when they use a fake operating system, when it's not a real operating... Mitch, you've seen those, right?
Oh, of course.
When it's like, okay, what operating system are they fucking using? Just fucking pay the... How much money can it be? I'm just curious, how much money can it be? Or just, at that point...
Just do a search on Webscope.
Yeah, or fucking Excite. Like,
well, you would think like someone like Google or whatever would want to get in on a show like that. Mm. Just because of the product placement in itself. Right. You know, for a show like Dexter.
By the way, J.J. Stoner says...
Dexter is terrible, by the way.
You sound better
much
now.
Better. J.J. Stoner says, what is this, 360 and 420? So he's making...
No, we have listeners.
Back!
Whoa! Bam! Oh, shit. God, Mitch swinging for the fences.
Mitch does not fucking play.
But he's actually 100% right. Get listeners.
Actually, J.J. does a good job of packing the chat. I will say that.
He does. He especially lately he has. I give him a
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him. I'm not that late, so I have no room to speak.
Joel, do you even have any idea what's going on with the station right now?
No.
name the last two shows that have joined the station.
Hold on, let me check my email. I know the sports show left because we were too racy for them.
That is true. That is a true statement.
Okay, apparently there's Tits and Tits that came out.
Nope.
No, they're not yet.
Is that TNT?
Don't announce that because that's not happening yet.
Edge with Joe and Alex. I'm just reading headlines.
Yes, that is one.
I'm just reading headlines here on my email.
Maybe we should
just moved and...
Maybe we should just make Joel read his email on air so he knows what's going on.
Your subscriptions to Honcho Magazine. Oh, wait. Wrong email.
Hey, I just realized we don't give official welcomes to MLR. Sorry about one.
Just read your emails.
She just told me I should do it.
No.
No, not actually read it.
I would like to formally welcome High Society Radio to More Like Radio. They're played Fridays from 7 to 8 p.m.
They are.
Also would like to welcome The Edge with Joe and Alex to More Like Radio. They are on Saturday, 7 to 8 p.m.
Mitch knows because he's on that fucking replay schedule like a boss.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And what's
and also, I'll Talk Radio Meltdown.
That's right.
You're familiar with
they
them.
They finally fucking joined on.
Yes, they did. Fridays 4 to 6.
Thank God. Like, by the way, who's the first guy to lobby for those fuckers?
You, it was you.
Ashley.
Thank you. No.
It was Dutch.
You shit fuck.
I thought it was Ashley.
Ashley also.
Ashley was all.
Ashley's not part of the station. He's a listener, so that doesn't count. I'm talking about as far as staff members.
He has a show called Anti-Social Gamer Radio. What are you?
Oh, great. Now everyone in the chat room wants to have the show called Tits and Tits.
Now everyone, God damn it.
It's not a real show.
By the way, I take at least a 10% cut on that title. Tits? Yeah, because I made it up.
God, that would get so many hits if we had a show that was just about titties.
Tits and Tits?
Tits and Tits. But one of the hosts has to be Logan Tittle.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that's a caveat. Tits. You have to have Logan Tittle as your co-host.
Logan Tittle, and she has to talk about boobs.
Tits on Tits. Oh, Nate did.
Tits on Tits.
Tits on Tits.
Tits on Tits.
Marie,
I'm tweeting her now.
Tweet Logan Tittle, but tweet her now. Tell her that we have a segment for her. It's going to be called Tits on Tits. All right? And let her know that the Dutch the Six Van Wingerden has got 10% of the idea. Oh, 6%. Just because it would just be funnier that way.
I was the first one to talk about Talk Radio Meltdown when we were first on Edge FM. Like, when they first joined, I was like, these kids are actually kind of funny. And the thing is, the reason why I like them is because the Jack actually works for a real radio station. He actually puts a lot of money into compressors and the mics and everything that he has. They sound really good.
And don't forget, High Society has Bronx Johnny and Pepper Hicks from Ron and Fez.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Pepper fucking Hicks, really?
That's who High Society
is. I haven't listened to that show since I got rid of... I haven't listened to them since I got rid of SiriusXM, but I'm a huge Pepper Hicks fan, really.
There you go. That's the show, my friend.
Nice! Okay, cool.
They're on the station. Dude, we're fucking blowing up, brah. Well, and we freed up some space Saturday. Everyone's happy.
That's just awkward.
It's awkward in here.
It's getting hot.
You didn't listen Saturday there.
Ah,
Sunday night.
Why is it so Dutch? It's weird. You're in Colorado and I'm in Florida, but I think we're both just the same warm.
Yeah, I'm heating up right now.
Ooh, it's warm. Ooh, it's warm.
I'm not hot.
You are. Because you're right. Oblivious. That's the thing.
Marie, come on. Marie's like, what?
Marie, just. You,
I'm fine. It's actually cold in here.
I'm comfortable right now.
Oh, Bud Monkey goes, maybe tittle on titties.
I even told her, and it could be tongue-in-cheek, and she could be giving out good information about cures for breast cancer.
Oh! We'll get American Cancer Society to sponsor it.
By the way, what the hell? Since we're talking station shit, and I don't pay attention, but I got a few text messages from people. What the hell is going on with Lesson Love?
What is going on with Lesson Love? They're looking for a new co-host.
Oh, yeah. That's my point, is what...
I'm assuming it's a scheduling conflict and no drama.
That's my only question.
I don't think it's anything major. I think
okay, all right.
Fine. Yeah, they've had to look for new co-hosts before. Hammy.
Yeah, Hammy.
Well, they asked me to fill in, and I also have scheduling conflicts. So
You misunderstood them. Kitty and Marianne wanted you to fill their holes.
Yes. No, well, but we actually
they know I will do that any other day. I mean, like, you don't have to ask for that.
But they specifically want on a Monday.
I know there are two shows that are actually looking for new co-hosts right now because I believe Mark Out Radio is looking for someone to help fill in.
By the way,
I
want to give props. I was listening to Mark Out Radio this Saturday. Big T, Dark Fox is doing the show by himself and he is killing it. I mean, it was very intriguing, very good to listen to, a great voice. The show was very good, and he's moving his show to Wednesday after the Red Show now.
I love that he's like he's just a regular American dude, but whenever he does promos, he has this ridiculous
Canadian.
British act. Whatever. He has a George, North American... Shut up, Marie! He has a North American voice. My point is, if you'd let me talk, you woman... Is that like he just puts on this ridiculous British accent for no reason? Nobody can really figure out why he does it, but he just does
it. You know what he's not good at though? Website building.
Oh, snap!
That's a dig at markoutradio.com.
Snap! Mitch is punching everybody out today.
Yeah, dude. What's up with the haymakers? You okay tonight? Are you drunk?
Actually, I'm low on beer, so that's probably why I'm so angry.
She's just irritated. I'm
rubbing alcohol.
So I'm like,
I was. I have to say,
babying him.
Off air, I was giving Mitch mad props today because I'm like, I don't know how he built up the reputation that he did. That he can say the meanest things in the world and people love him. He directly insults them to their face. And people are like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's a little unfair because if I say anything, I have a meeting afterwards with Marie yelling at me going, we're trying to build good relationships. And I'm like, Marie, I'm kidding. Hey. Well, they don't know that about you yet. But for whatever reason, you dickhead, you're allowed to do it.
Hey, you bearded clown. Why don't you relax?
You fat gay.
Fat
gay. Teaser for the next hour.
A fat gay. Why don't you take us a break, Dutch? Coming up after the break, it's going to be We Are Better Than the Music. We have a new K-pop, J-pop song coming
out. And the last one we put out, at least Kevin, the video put out, is getting a lot of traction. We'll read some of the responses
for that. We
have a
story. We have stories, guys.
A lot of shit. So we'll see you guys in a second.
All right, guys.
Like radio, less like crap.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh god, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, but down, bow down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everyone, it's Sean from the Hippo Juice Show. When I'm looking for all the latest gossip preteen boys talk about, I listen to Mark Out Radio, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on morelikeradio.com. Now here's your Mark Out Radio moment of the week.
Listen, the match is already boring. When a match is boring, it's the announcer's job to assign it excitement. That's what you're there to do. If you don't believe me, go ask Joey Styles. Go ask Tony Schiavone. Go ask JR. If the match sucks, it is your job as the announcer to help put it over. Yes, the fans in the audience will not be privy to that, but the 4.8 million viewers at home are! Jesus Christ! Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you need to be replaced. You're too comfortable and you suck at your jobs. Granted, you don't suck as much as the NXT announcers from this week, but you suck at your jobs.
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Conti's girlfriend. The one thing I can always count on is when I listen to him on the show, he will never embarrass me. Until I heard him read some putrid poetry he wrote about some ex-girlfriend that broke his heart. Wah! What a pansy.
Years ago, I made some, I call them writings, I don't want to call them poetry.
He keeps saying, I call them writings.
I'm buying into that word.
Writings, Frank, they're writings.
The writings.
And the Ten Commandments are writings. You made poems.
Basically, it was a girl.
The
who,
writings
girl
of Joe Conti.
Girl who ripped my heart out. Uh-huh. And years ago, before we came here, I was sure it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Before we came here, I thought it would be great radio to bring the writings in and do them on the air.
I keep saying it.
I keep saying writings. And the vicious vicious attack I got, the vicious beating that I took for, yes, and well deserved, yes.
Yeah.
But I was telling these girls, but see, what everybody forgets is that I never sent them to
What's your pen name, Edgar Allan Poe?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Damn it, can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't have a tyrant's chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on...
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio. Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls. Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the No Name Show. My name is King.
I'm Slashly. Fuck your face.
Oh, I was trying to get this person to see my penis.
I want my asshole numbed if you're going to be shoving some huge thing in it. Like.
Oh, what was it? I told her I beat her 3 times in Woods and Friends. I think that means I get to see your boobs.
If you wouldn't suck your own dick, why would you want... Why
okay,
would you
let me phrase that. No, I'm surprised that there are any girls who actually do want to suck my dick.
The No Name Show, Mondays, 5 p.m., only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Mock Out Radio live Sundays at 2 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com. Two wrestling mocks who surprisingly don't have a lot of nice things to say about Hulk Hogan. I think you should bring Hogan back and let Norton kick the fuck out of him.
Hogan Hour sucked.
But now it just seems like everyone's kicking out of everyone's finishers for no reason whatsoever.
You're making me embarrassed over here.
Oh, they're fans.
I gotta say, the person I masturbate the most to on More Like Radio is Big T.
My boner's so huge right now.
Go away. Just stop. I don't even care. It's in.
And that's Mock Out Radio live Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hello, Rosa. You mind if I...
Yes, I was just leaving anyway.
Okay.
Oh, dear. What is your matter?
It's been a heck of a year, Rosa. I lost my wife, my best friend, and now my son is hooked on rock and roll.
Rock and roll? Rodney, that's the devil's music.
Hey, old man, I was just playing my bass at a volume that's unreasonable. Can you give me some money to buy records with clear warning labels?
Oh, Rose, you gotta help me straighten them out.
You ain't never gonna stop me from overly sexualized dancing and dressing like an indigent. Loud rock music!
The devil has a grip on you. You gotta fight him, Tweety. You have to fight him with show tunes.
Show tunes? If I play them backwards, will they make me want to try reefer cigarette marijuanas?
Oh, heavens no!
They will make you want to solve problems in song.
And with dancing.
Gosh, I think I'd like to get hooked on show tunes now. I've been so wrong about everything. You're the best father in the world.
Ah, shucks, son. I couldn't have done it without Rose here.
You sure do make a great team. Hey, Pop, maybe she'd like to have dinner with us.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm sure Rose is very...
Oh, yes. Young man, I would love to dine with you. You.
Awkward mix.
I don't get it. I'm this is an old one. I may literally have made 7 new rejoiners since I've made this one, and you did not play any of them. Arranged by date, idiot.
Okay, the thing is that, like, regardless of the fact, you have the music so low in this mix.
I understand it. I get that. But if you play any of the new
ones... It's like awkward for you to like try to come on a break.
Why don't we just delete that
it.
One?
Delete it right now.
So I just had it in the playlist. I mean, that's...
Oh, you did? No, why don't you look in the Dropbox and do all this work?
Venture Brothers Rock Rejoiner deleted.
Don't try to turn it on me because you don't fucking look at anything.
Well, it's not my fault you know how to mix, but...
Oh, it is
welcome back to Touch and Royce, everybody.
I do everything.
Second hour. Our number is 954-573-2780. Yes?
You weren't done yet. I was going to suggest that we read the spoil shows for Dutch comments that have come in.
No, you know what? Fuck that.
Can I finish this real quick?
I want another rejoiner because I feel... that I could do better.
Do you
I have a short one. I have a short one. Can we just...
All right.
Okay, I'll play it.
I'll pull it down. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me get into it here. I'm going to pull it up.
Well, don't suggest something. You don't have it ready to fire.
No. First off, go fuck yourself.
Ready to fire, my friend. Come on. How long have we been doing radio together?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
I just want some professionalism out of you, man.
Fine, I'll play this one, okay? This, I'm going to show you. Okay, it's playing now. Give it a second. It's opening
now
up.
Now, we can't play it tomorrow night or the week following.
We now return to Joni Loves Chris Brown. Joni, Chris, welcome to the party. Can I offer you some punch?
No, thanks. I had some in the car.
Joni Loves Chris Brown was taped in front of a very uncomfortable studio audience.
See, that would have been a great rejoiner.
Then why didn't you play one of them?
Rather than the long, awkward Venture Brothers bit that I didn't get, and I'm pretty sure 90% of our audience didn't get.
Yeah, but the thing is, you've said this before. You played this rejoiner before, and we've already talked about not playing it again. But you played it again.
I didn't play that one before?
Yes, you have.
Have I?
You even made the same joke.
Oh, the last time?
Same joke. That's why I said that just now.
Sorry, dude.
I can't vouch whether you played it or not because I don't listen to them unless I made them.
Yeah, see?
I think that was a dig at me, but I'm going to let that one slide for you, Mitch.
No, it was a dig at Royce, too.
Okay.
It was both of you.
By the way, Royce is trashing Mitch and I right now in the fact that Mitch is the one who came up with the rejoiner bit. Of having, like, something from a show.
I haven't made one in a while.
We could fight if you want.
No need to throw a chair at me.
So much K-pop and J-pop to get to.
Here's the thing, though, is that, like, Mitch, when this bit started, we would play songs that had something to do with said clip.
Yeah, I usually tried to do that.
I always did that. You and I both did. And Mitch, Royce is just like, oh, something humorous to two people and then a song I like. And now he's just playing it louder. Because he's mad at me.
No, I'm not mad.
Anyways, like I said, number is 954-573-2780. Or you guys can hit us up on Twitter, HJuiceMarie, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, or HippoJuiceFilm.
Or you can just do hashtag Dutch and Royce. I'll just search for that. I think
that is also a good one, too.
I'm
trying to get more followers here, Royce.
Oh, sorry. I mean, go ahead. @Joel Dutch.
No, you do what you want to do. Like, you know, if you want just a hashtag following.
It's hard to follow so many hashtags.
You know what, Marie? You were 100% right. That's the reason why I said it.
Our usernames never
change. That's how I... Shut up. That's not how I said it. I love it. That's just a fucking asshole. It's like a little kid. Yeah, that's why I said it. Did you guys happen to agree accidentally? Not on purpose.
All right, well, just because Joel agreed with me, now I'm not going to agree with him. I'm going to disagree with my own statement.
There you go.
By the way, I'm going back to the chat room real quick. A Scrambler thinks that this is Double Dragon, and Punchy posted a thing of Double Dragon. No, this is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Of course.
This is the Emerald, right? Emerald yes. Garden? Emerald...
Yeah, no.
Emerald Something Zone.
Yeah, I don't remember. But anyway, it's one of those.
One of those two.
I like the way it sounded, because I've been digging, like, these video game remixes lately.
It works, because...
Yeah.
Same with your rejoiners. If a DJ were to play this, 10% of the audience would understand what it is.
Well... I, my friend, who, if anyone doesn't get Sonic the Hedgehog, then they're fucking repressed.
That was a good take there.
I know. Thank you, Mitch. I figured you'd appreciate that. All right, here we go. We listen to better music than you, or we are better than music, or we are annoying music from what Kevin posted.
We listen better music, you.
Okay, before we get into that.
That's what the Asian people who insult us say.
I want to.
No, that'd be we Rishin.
There's a.
Go ahead, Royce.
We put up Kevin put up a new We Are Better Than the Music segment on YouTube, and this was for Crayon Pop, which we did last week. And we have a lot of comments on this one, like we get with the other Tempura Kids one.
For those of you who don't know, Crayon Pop is a group. We've, by the way, if you're just a new listener, like I'm sure my friend Joey is listening for the first time tonight, and
If you want to catch up, I think the best way to catch up, Dutch, is to go to the More Like Radio YouTube
Good
page.
Good plug, Royce.
YouTube.com/More Like Radio, because it has a bunch of the best of bits that recurring stuff we talk about for all the shows on More Like Radio. So just go there and you'll see what we did with Crayon Pop and with Tempura Kids and all that.
Basically,
stuff.
We're obsessed with Korean pop and Japanese pop, which is J-pop or K-pop.
Right. So the first one we did, the Tempura Kids, Dutch was kind of tough on them. And the people in the comments got a Dutch. They called them a bearded clown. So this one, I was a little meaner to the Crayon Pop people.
Marie Dutch was actually the most brutal, but she could get away with any.
I know.
By the way, this is real quick. Before you read anything or any of the comments that were said on what we said last week, and by the way, if you want to see what we said, just download the podcast.
Do your comment about Marie, why Marie gets away with stuff. I'll explain why. Because the people making these comments want to buy her used panties in a vending machine.
That's the thing, is that like my chick Kelly, she listens to the show, and we actually rewatched that video that Kevin put up of that segment. They're like, I don't think anybody realizes how horrible Marie is because she's a female.
Terrible, terrible human being.
I called them retarded.
You said the worst shit ever, especially in the last video, and no one said anything about you. So what were the newest comments, Royce?
It may be because I'm a female, but it may also be I make fun of them, but I also really like the song.
Yeah. So here's the comments, for this video. I'll start from the bottom. Haha, so fun. Crayon Pop, I love you. I swear to God, that's how it was written. This one was, I believe it was to me. He's fat guy. That's me. I'm fat gay. Sorry. He's fat gay. So I'm fat gay and Dutch is the bearded clown. We're going to change our name of the show to the bearded clown and fat gay.
The bearded clown.
Either way, Crayon Pop rule the world. Anyway, Asians don't love speaking English. We just feel exotic when foreign words spice up the lyrics. That's all.
That was in reference to me saying that Asian people love speaking English.
The male MC, meaning you, seems to be Dutch. And his negative reaction, terrible, is only natural. I fully understand. And people's reaction to this song by Crayon Pop is very clear cut. Either you like it strongly, there is no, or hate it strongly. There's no neutral reaction.
You know what I took out of that? I am the male MC.
And this one is written in a different language. I'm going to try to read it.
I haven't read it yet. Is it all like in hieroglyphics or?
Yeah.
It's not hieroglyphics.
Now, the two top comments.
It's written in sideways pie signs.
Yeah. the top comments, the two top comments by Captain Groovy 2008. Congratulations for making the top comments. The bald guy, that's me, will buy Crayon Pop CDs tonight and try their dance move in his bedroom. I'm sure he's already addicted to them. True, I did do that, but what you failed to mention was I was wearing no clothes. So, joke's on
you. Okay,
you
know what, dude? Jokes aside, before we went on the air tonight, we were talking about the fact that these dumb videos we've been doing.
In my head.
He was like, dude, I hate the fact that that stupid song we were playing is last week has been in my head for at least a week now.
Now, top comment, congratulations. It's an Asian name, so I can't read it. Who's the ugly man on the left side? Yeah. Who's the ugly man on the left? Hey, that's me.
That's
who's
you. Yay.
Oi, did you say Crayon Pop is fucking terrible? And this is all capitals and with an exclamation. So I'll read it.
Your face is fucking terrible.
Ooh, they did it your face.
And that's the top comment. Now, Dutch, before we move on,
I'm going to like that comment.
You brought this up. That video alone, the one Atticus made, Kevin made, has already almost 1,800 views.
Well, what's interesting, though, is the fact that when we were searching this video, because we didn't, my girlfriend was searching on her phone, we were at a bar, and when she searched out the particular video, the one that had the most amount of views was just some random guy who reposted the video.
Cut it down from 11 minutes to 3 minutes, and
he's got twice the amount of views that we had.
3,820 views, and that has a couple comments. It'll be stupid white people, the pink pigsty, I guess, the two. And the next one, just they see this MV first time at their own perception, but introducing the Crayon Pop is a good thing. I'm reading verbatim.
By the way, and I attribute a lot of this horrible grammar to just translating programs.
Yeah.
Possibly.
So this gentleman here, his username, I want to give him props here, is a UVSPA, UV Spa. This has 3,820 views.
Ultraviolet Spa?
Yeah, almost double the amount that we had.
Sounds dangerous.
So,
the thing is, I was telling Royce before, is that this guy just loves K or J-pop stuff and reposts anything that has to do with that. If you look at the videos that he has.
Yeah, he has 252 videos uploaded. All of them are K-pop.
All right, enough
cock teasing.
Right!
I'd like to yell at Atticus before we move on. Uh-oh. One thing I've learned is that an 11-minute video gets one-third of the hits as a 3-minute video.
Thank you, Marie.
Wow, that's mean. I mean,
he doesn't know. No, it's job. She made a good point, I feel.
Okay.
Math.
I feel like
Which
I
Asians love.
I mean, I would have said it off the air, but
the thing is that Kevin is really lazy. So I don't want to say it on air, but he's really, really lazy.
He's too busy with his drunk show.
I know. You give a motherfucker a show and then he forgets about
if
you.
If he's so lazy, then he would be happy doing a 3-minute video instead of
minute more editing. All right. Let's get into the new video.
I love you, Kevin.
The video is, I know, he's great. The artist's name is Lee Jung Hyun.
All right, are you going to play it in, here you go.
I got it ready. Right. And the name of the song is V. That's it.
And by the way, earlier this afternoon, Royce was like, I got a new J-pop song.
All right, so this one has like a good 2-minute intro, very similar to, but like filmed well, like Michael Jackson's Thriller. So watch. I'll explain what's going on. Right now you have an Asian chick in a wedding gown.
We don't have to explain it anymore. Hold on, pause.
Already? Jeez.
I want the podcast listeners to listen live. We have a ton of live listeners.
Go to YouTube, you're right. Or go to YouTube.
Or go to YouTube. There you go.
Yeah, I agree. You know what, Dutch? I agree. Let's play it. Okay, right now it's kind of creepy, right? You got to admit
it. It is a little creepy. I understand. Okay, it's one of those artistic things.
Right.
It's like White Wedding by Billy Idol.
It is.
This is directed by Park Chang. Okay, guys, it's a big director over there.
It looks like he got into a car accident.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this one really builds up. Like, you really have to, like, if you don't watch this pre-thing, you're not going to get the plot when the music kicks in. So it's really
I'm pretty
important.
Sure this has nothing to do with the plot.
Dutch, come on. Dutch.
What?
Don't, bro, you bearded clown.
Yeah, you fat well, gay.
The name of the song gives it away, though, because obviously it's about V.
Yeah, it's about V or five.
It means nothing.
Maybe they mean Roman numeral five. 5V?
Oh.
Maybe there's a 5-hour energy commercial over there.
All the lights are going on. Why is that?
How far in are we?
We are...
Oh, my God. The piano's playing by itself.
I'm scared.
A minute seven.
That's a new thing now. You see a lot of artists, and I think they're trying to copy what we do as far as, like, trying to make music videos, like, theatricals.
Yeah, they have to, though.
Stop being Lady Gaga.
No, but see, right now...
Michael Jackson.
Okay, that's a creepy dollhouse. Why is he in a...
Oh, I don't like that. That's creepy. Well, that is fucking...
On the doll.
I don't like this, Royce.
Okay, no, here we go. Let's listen. Everyone be quiet.
Okay, now dancing. Now I feel better.
Oh, God, I love it already.
Dude, this is like Caravan Palace type shit.
But it's K-pop, my friend. Top.
Nice! Three. Crank it.
Okay, you're going to like it. I'm going to crank it. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Ready?
Okay, I love it. Again, they love interjecting two or three English words.
She's floating.
What do you think so far, Dutch?
I love it so much.
Look, it's great. Like you said, it's like it's electro swing meets K-pop.
Yeah, right.
But
I want to hear the hook. Hold on. Turn up.
I told Royce what this kind of reminds me of is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
It's fun. It's creepy. It's wacky. It's poppy. I love it.
I love the dance. Dude, I normally would like to be make fun of a guy, but I love the dance. I love the music.
You know where this is slightly different from the other K-pop and J-pop songs we've seen so far is that...
This has an adult woman in it.
One, it's an adult woman. Two, they all have different costumes. Not just alike in this one.
This is actually not bad. I mean, uh-oh. If I knew what they were saying, like, I would be into this kind of music. This is cool.
Dude, but this was pretty... I know, right? After we were trashing it, this is not bad.
This... I don't know what they're saying, but it seems like there's at least a story.
Wait, hold on.
It.
Turn it up. I'm going to hear the build-up.
This has a great hook. I can't even trash it.
I fucking love this song.
I cannot trash. I cannot find a thing to trash. Look, they're doing the Benny Hill thing.
They're being goofy. They're being funny. The chicks, by the way, are hot as hell.
They are pretty sexy.
They really are. The Asian guys are as hot as hell. Wait,
and
what?
Now it has kind of a Alice in Wonderland feel.
Oh, creepy.
I can't see her legs.
Okay, it's like Beetlejuice meets Jack Skellington meets Rocky Horror. It's the weirdest thing.
But it's nothing that you wouldn't see out of like a regular American music video. Hold on. There you go. Here's the Michael Jackson Thriller angle.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's filmed well, too. Like, it's filmed really good.
It is.
This is very professional.
I
want to
trash it. You know I want to trash it.
How many views does this have?
It's only been out for 3 weeks. It has 320,000 views. It just
we are about to put this over the top, my friend.
Yes.
360.
Who is this again? One more time.
It's Lee Junghyun. Junghyun.
Okay, I just wanted to get the plug out there before the hook came back in. Because right now they're doing like a Thriller moment.
Yeah, right now.
And the song title, I think, is just VMV.
VMV, I think.
I think the MV is music video.
Yeah, so it's just called V.
Mitch, your thoughts?
I think it's done really well.
Isn't it?
It really is done very well.
Even for like Oh, here we go. Get back in. Turn it up.
I like how we went from hating this stuff to kind of
Dutch.
Like,
I love this music video and I love this song.
It's going to be our wedding.
Are you playing at your wedding?
So what are we? What's the videos over here? What's the verdict, guys? Come on, be honest.
Oh, 100% behind it with me. Loved it.
It was the best one I have seen so far. And like I said, I just slipped into it by just searching for top K-pop songs or whatever.
That's really good.
It is, right?
Yeah, because it's like it's every week. That is nothing that Gaga wouldn't do, that Katy Perry wouldn't do, that none of the top pop acts in this goddamn country wouldn't do. Except the background music was a lot better.
Really good.
I think it's just because I think we're tainted right now because we're all into the electropop swing music.
That's true.
So
it just sounds like it has this carnival feel to it.
It sounds like Sonic's casino stage.
A butt monkey wants to know when the fight scene starts.
Hold on a second. You know what? I think I may be right. Hold on. Sonic Casino. Casino night music is what it reminds me of. Here, Marie. Here, let me.
Oh,
is
from
it,
Sonic?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can we figure out if this is J-pop or K-pop?
No, you might do. You know what? No, you're right in the full in the fact that it's like this whole same swing vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very Japan-y. I don't know. I like.
Here's
it,
the thing: is anything that has a walking bass line, you automatically think of a swing vibe.
Yeah. I really like it though.
I love it because I love the bass, but then I love how the song, the lyrics portion or the melody, actually has that little creepy, like that little creep twinge to it.
Dutch, you know you're gonna download this after the show, right to your phone, right?
I already did. That's the reason why my quality's probably bad.
I am telling you,
it's
this
just
is
that one key shift change that just kind of makes it a little quirky, a little fun.
Yeah, it's a major chord scale to the slight minor for the bridge, yep, and then back to the major.
Beautiful, well done. Is it J-pop?
Not it's K-pop.
It's K-pop.
Really? Yep. Wow, they look like J's and not K's. Because all the K's look like C's.
Oh come on, dude!
K's look like C's. I'm sorry.
No, they don't. A lot of K's look like K's.
But the J's have more like facial features that are a little more distinguishable because their eyes don't disappear.
Oh, you know why she's so hot? She's a Lee Jung Hwin is a South Korea pop singer and actress. So she's also been in movies.
So question to everybody on Dutch and Royce right now.
Yes.
Does this song, now that we've heard a few K-pop and J-pop songs, do we kind of like the older ones a little bit better now that we kind of know what's going on? Or do we still think that this one just,
I just think
by
this
far
one's better.
This is top dog for me right now.
Yeah, this is my favorite one out of all I've heard. And I've heard a lot of them.
This is top dog in the fact that I would actually listen to it. I would actually play this during a set.
So we're saying that V is better than V is better than Crayon Pop, and Crayon Pop is better than Tempura Kid.
Yes, absolutely.
Hands down. Yep.
100%.
Definitely. 100%.
No doubt.
I feel like we're evolving.
Hey guys, all right, so super fun time, happy time comments now on YouTube that we're going to get on this one. See, we've turned around.
We actually have.
Would you also say that without knowing the full spectrum of K-pop and J-pop, that maybe we found Tempura Kids at kind of a cliche Macarena type style?
No, they're a piece of shit band with a boy girl as a lead singer. Fuck them.
Well, okay. Well, maybe maybe not Macarena, but like maybe we found some sort of boy band like an LFO where there was like a one hit wonder, kind of got some notoriety and then went out of the way.
No, I think what it is we just hate children.
Like kids. That is true.
That might be
Dude,
what it is.
This song is so good, though. I wanted the background of the entire show now.
I want to play this in a video game, and I also want to ride the ride of this.
Yes, I want to ride the ride of this, too. It's like a theme park song. Oh, God.
And I would also watch the full-length feature film based on the video.
You mean Willy Wonka?
Yes.
That's what this is. This is a Korean chocolate factory.
Probably. We jumped in on this on the early stages.
We did. We are the innovators.
We generally, by the way, everything that we jump in on with this dumb bit is very early on. I generally, because Royce has control of the bit tonight, but whenever I pick songs for We Are Better Than Music, it's always really early on, and you always will see later that it is.
Yeah, this is 3 weeks. This is 3 weeks in, so this is pretty early. When was it posted? July 31st, I think.
300,000 views, which isn't shabby, but it's not viral by any means.
It was posted on July 22nd.
There you go. Okay, so 3 weeks.
But
I try to keep it fresh, brah.
No, it's fine.
I think that this song is a complete mix of Rocky Horror Picture Show meets Alice in Wonderland. The new Alice in Wonderland.
Meets Alice in Chains. The new Alice in Chains.
Meets Pearl Jam.
The new Pearl Jam with Chester Bennington.
Do you guys want to hear another like old school song?
Sure, why not?
Do we have to stop this song now?
Hey, no, we have to stop this one though. All right, I'll stop.
Well, I mean, like, we don't have to. It might, you know what? It might complement this song. If I play it. Okay. Have you guys ever heard like the like really ridiculously raunchy Sean's? I'm an idiot.
Raunchy Sean's
songs from like the 1930s and 1940s.
No, I have not. I would like to hear one, though.
Well, because everybody knows about, like, you know, parody songs and things like that from nowadays, and it's just like, okay, you're being ridiculous for the sake of being ridiculous. But back
then... Maybe
there's
cool curse words in there.
My pet peeve is being called ridiculous.
I got a scar.
Their music videos showed ankles.
Lucille Bogan. You guys know who she is?
Ball. Yeah, Ricky.
No, Bogan.
I'm gonna be in the show.
Oh, it's a good impression of Lucille Bogan.
It's not.
Sounds just like her. Dude, that's just spot on Lucille Bogan.
It's not.
Great. Do another Lucille Bogan.
Wow.
Ah, oh, she did that at the show. That's really good.
You know what? Instead of setting things up, I should just press play next time.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got nipples on my titties, big as the ear of my thumb. I got something between my legs, I'll make a dead man come. Oh, Dad. Baby, won't you shave him dry?
Now, I know that's hard to hear, but I can read the lyrics if you want me to.
Oh, please read them, but that was Crystal. Mm-hmm.
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs that will make a dead man come. Oh, Daddy, baby, won't you shave him dry?
Okay, well,
that was the song that was playing in Saving Private Ryan when they were all sitting in that French town waiting in the rubble waiting for the Germans to come. That's the song they were playing on their gramophone.
How do you know this?
Duh, it's my like favorite movie ever.
Does that have a riff tracks?
Is that for reals or did you just make that up? Okay. It may have been. They might have had like a weird sense of humor. I don't know about, you know, whatever. But yeah, basically Lucille Bogan was one of, she's a singer whose career... recording in vaudeville type songs in the 1923 when she started, and then but by 1930 she transitioned herself into
touch. Butt Monkey in the chat says that's a great opening song for Tits and Tits.
Sure. Transitioned herself into blues singers who lyrics focused on at the time, and well, I'm just gonna edit and say, and now risque themes like sex, prostitution, drinking, adultery, and lesbianism. So she was like a shock, you know, artist in 1935 when this came out.
That's ballsy.
So here you go. Listen some more.
No, no, no. Want you to grind me, baby. Grind me until I cry. Say I fucked all night and all the night before, baby. And I feel just like I want to fuck some more. Great God, Daddy, grind me, honey, shave me dry. And when you hear me holler, baby, won't you be changed? I got nipples on my titty, big in my thumb. Daddy, you say that's kind of what we want, and you can make them come. Oh, Daddy.
Do you want me to translate any of this?
You don't need to.
It's just fun to listen to Joel say
okay,
it anyway.
Okay, but yes,
so.
Please translate it.
Okay, I didn't know how clear it was coming across, because on my end, it's like, it's pretty airy. But it says, grind me, honey, and shave me dry, and when you hear me holler, baby, want you to shave it dry. Got nipples on my titties big as the end of my thumb. Callback. Daddy, you say the kind... Oh, sorry.
By the way, you know what I like?
Sorry, this weird language is...
It's in the 30s and she's already shaving it dry. So she's already shaving that fucking bush.
Daddy, you can say the kind of M you want, and then you can make him come. Oh, daddy, shave me dry.
Okay, guys, do me a favor. Get Dutch just read all that because it was all clean. And cut it up and put it to
music. Asshole.
Put it to music.
You really are a piece of shit, you know.
To old-timey music. And please post it on YouTube. It's really simple. I just want Dutch singing all these things. There you go, Mitch. Previously on Dutch and Royce.
Can I give you something, baby? Well, it'll make you cry.
There we go.
I'm going to turn back my mattress and let you oil my springs. I want you to grind me, daddy, till the bell do ring. All day. I want you to shave and dry. Oh, great God, daddy, if you can't shave them, baby, won't you try? Now, fucking was a thing that would take me to hell, and I'd be fucking in the studio till the clock strike 11 all day. Daddy, shave and dry.
By the way, 1935.
I would fuck you, baby, honey, I'd make you cry.
Wow, she's cute. Do you know how many dudes jacked off to that song?
I know the list is growing tonight.
Oops.
It's still hot. What she's saying now, back then, still applies now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously without the static, but...
Yeah.
Wait, you want a guy to shave dry?
Why not?
In a studio.
Yeah, in a studio. Hold on. So you want a guy to oil you like an oil derrick?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's.
Hold on. Dutch, read it. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on.
Because to be honest with you, I didn't. I missed a little bit of it.
All right. Sorry, I missed it. Oh, here you go. I'll give you something, baby. Swear it'll make you cry. I'm going to turn my back, my mattress, and let you oil my springs. I want to grind you, me. Oh, sorry. I want you to grind me, daddy, till the bell do rings. Oh, daddy, I want you to shave him dry. Oh, great God, daddy. I can't shave him, baby. Won't you try?
And clean. So now, now since we have all three verses.
This is not fun for me.
We have three verses clean. What we do is, I'm sure a great listener out there.
I don't know why I keep doing this.
I'm sure a great listener out there is going to grab it, put some music behind it, and we're going to have a great song we can play going to break, coming back, for, you know, whatever.
Stands up like a steeple. Your goddamn asshole stands up like a church door. And the crab walks in like people. Ow! Shit!
I did not hear what she said because she was laughing over it.
Let me back
she
it up.
She's very happy about it, though.
Me, hold on,
now,
a little more.
Now she's just giggling. What is she saying?
She probably just realized how ridiculous the lyrics were.
So she wrote them, didn't she?
I backed it up a little bit more. So.
I'd be fucking in the studio till the clock strike 11 all day. Daddy shave and dry. I would fuck you, baby. Honey, I'd make you cry. Now your nuts hang down like a damn bell clapper, and your dick stands up like a steeple. Your goddamn asshole stands open like a church door, and the crab walks in like people. Ow! Shit!
I see. Something about a crab walking in? I'm not sure.
Her nuts. Apparently, his nuts came in because I'm reading down through the lyrics, and they're not listed from that line.
Maybe the translator didn't even know what the fuck she was saying.
Apparently, his nuts came in like a crab walking. I think.
Well, do you? What do you have translated?
That whole stanza is not here.
I gotcha. Oh.
So.
That was probably her riffing, like Daryl Hall at the end of a Hall & Oates song. He never knows how to end a song. So
right.
He's just, it's like,
Rich, rich girl. You're a fucking rich girl. It's a fucking rich girl.
A big sow gets fat from eating corn, and a pig gets fat from sucking. Do you see this poor fat like I am? Glad God I got fat to suck. My back is made of whalebone, and my cock is made of brass, and my fuck is made for waking me in $2, bed gone round to kiss my ass. Oh, oh, daddy, save me.
This is back like when they would just riff like that.
We got a text message here from Hammy from Brain Stew. You can tell Dutch I will have a little song made with his voice by Hippo Juice tomorrow. So don't worry, Dutch. We have Ham Bones already on the case.
Thank you, Hammy. That's less work I have to do.
Thank you, Hammy. Okay, so now Hammy, we'll have a song that we'll have Dutch's song about, you know, safe and dry.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You see, you want another bit. Here's another one. Dutch sings the classics. There you go.
Well, I can read some more, but the thing is that like whoever wrote this missed like every other stanza.
Well, to be fair, it's really hard to understand some of it.
Well, I know, but like I'm reading along with, and there's full stanzas that they completely forgot. So you want to hear some more?
Yeah. I love that. This is amazing. I never knew this even existed. Because think about it, man. When you're a kid, or when they teach you about the 30s and the 40s, they think it's like everyone was proper. Everyone went to work in a white, you know,
everything was in black and white.
Yeah. So, you know, you never think that there were still sluts, you know?
Dirty, stinking sluts. Oh, just tits hanging out
everywhere,
boozing,
smoking
and
one of those cigarettes and one of those long black things.
By the way, press the play button and no sound is coming out.
Well, I mean, that's it. Song's over.
I'm literally looking. I can take a screen capture for you. Like, there's no song. What the flying fuckery?
Is it YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. Hold on. Let me refresh
it. Close the browser.
Is it you? Are you drunk?
Yeah. Are you drunk?
No, Marie.
Yeah.
Huh? Something to me.
Oh, Marie posted a horse in the chat room that says, "Oh, nah, nah, brush my mane." So if I make better Dutch, there is a horse currently in the
chat. I don't get it.
That says, "Oh nah nah, brush my mane. Oh nah nah, brush my mane."
Apparently, after 3 minutes, it stops having sound.
Oh well, whatever. We get the point. It's really
just like the 30s.
Exactly like the 30s.
It was the Depression.
Oh, that horse is killing me, though. Oh, nah, nah.
What's my mane? I laughed at that for
brush
good.
My mane.
Whatever.
Good. Yeah, that song was popular, like, what, 4 years ago?
But now it's
okay,
a horse.
Okay, Joel.
But
so
now
the
it's a horse?
The thing is, I was looking at a top 10 list of horses that have better hair than me.
Yes.
And at first I thought it was going to be dumb. But turns out horses have some pretty fucking badass hair. And then that image was the closer.
I can vouch for this. Marie was doing that today.
By the way, the funniest thing I ever saw, and it was on my phone. And I think I tweeted it a while ago. Mitch, maybe you can find. Just go through my tweets, and I might have said like this rules or whatever. It was, nothing but World War II Germans, like old timey type photos that they have, and you know those block letter. Yeah, you know those. Picture in that one.
Oh wait, wrong one. Hold on.
The very first picture in that. Just go to the pictures section.
Yep.
And it's the very first one, and it's block lettering. You know, like those, like you know, like, and it just says.
It's a meme, an internet meme.
Right. And the dude is holding like an old timey bazooka and he's a German Nazi and he just says, "This is a Panzer Schreck." And at the bottom of the picture, it says, "It's Schreck's Panzers." That made me laugh for literally an hour. Ask Kelly. Like, I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
This is a Flamenwerfen.
It verse flamens.
This is my Nebelwerfer. First Nebel.
This is a Messerschmitt. It's Schmidt's Messers. It is a nut, but that first one, the Panzer Schreck, it's Schreck's Panzers. I'm not joking. Like, I've gotten rid of all the laughs in my body for this joke because I laughed so hard.
This Kelly was like, Kreiner.
It's just nothing but German people holding up things in World War II. And this is a insert German weapon here, and it does this to that thing. It's just, it's so.
This is the Fox Wolf. It Fox Wolfs.
But the Panzer Schreck, it's Schreck's Panzers, made me laugh so hard.
So, I mean, it does Schreck Panzer. That's what it does.
It's Schreck's a Panzer. And anybody. And anybody who's played a World War II first-person shooter and you pick up a Panzer Schreck, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, it's so fucking...
This is a Fallschirm Jaeger. A Jaeger's Fallschirm. I think that is an American paratrooper based off of the parachute style.
Nazi jokes aren't funny, and frankly, I think you're better than that.
That was a good... You know what, dude? I'm gonna
kind of
give
smiling
you
that. At that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you that one.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Cool story, Hansel.
Oh wait, wrong buddy.
Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
You see, LeBron was like donating some football uniforms, and he was actually wearing a football uniform. Now people
and
are
it
saying,
says this is a Panzer Schreck. It's Schreck's Panzers. I'm laughing all over again. Sorry. Go ahead.
So here's a picture of LeBron James. Tell me he would not be a perfect looking football player. There he is in football pads.
You have two, dude. Come on. You have what? Two of them. It's okay. Stop worshiping the fuck.
LeBron James is the most successful athlete in the United States right now.
The balding fuck.
So it's only natural for people to wonder if he could excel in this country's most popular.
Of course he's wearing 9. Why isn't he wearing 23 like he did earlier?
The topic of... Why do you hate LeBron James so much? You fucking hate him.
Because he's not on my team. Shit dick. Of course
so
I hate
what?
Him.
So what? I don't fucking hate your shit. Your fucking shit team.
No, but you're always saying thanks for Birdman.
I do say thank you. You don't like
exactly.
You have Tony Hawk on your team.
For whatever. Fine.
Wait, hold on. Who is he playing for?
None of your business.
Well, you brought it up. I'm just trying to go.
Now
with
I'm now. I don't want to know. You made fun of me.
I made fun of LeBron.
Yeah, and he's my friend.
Lebo.
He's your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lebo. There you go.
I don't know. It says Irish, so like, I think he's wearing like a Notre Dame hat.
How's Yuki doing, by the way? I heard her jump in.
Oh, she's fine. She had a tick on her. Marie had to go get the tick off of her. It was a tick or a flea?
It was a tick. We were walking her through the forest, and I
you
just
guys
saw...
really got her fixed because I have
no!
a place.
No!
I have a place now where I can have.
She's not fixed. No.
I can have Akitas.
Okay, you can have an Akita.
I want an Akita.
All right.
You don't want an Akita.
Yes, I do. I love Yuki.
Yeah, you ready to have her shed 2 pillows worth of fur twice a year?
Well, I'd shave her twice a year.
Well, I guess that could fix it.
Why don't you guys shave your dogs? But like my sister has Australian Shepherds, 2 of them actually, and they get those ridiculous coats, as you guys know, if anybody who's a dog aficionado would know. But yeah, she just shaves them in the summer. Like, why wouldn't you? Why are you so mean to your dog? Why wouldn't you shave her when she's at her hottest?
Why would you shave your dog?
You're not supposed to shave your dog.
Because it's hot and it's summer in Florida.
No, she just stays inside most of the day.
It doesn't matter.
And we walk her at nighttime when the sun goes down. So
why do you think she sheds as much as she does? Because she's like, get this hair off of me.
No, they do that naturally, no matter what temperature it is.
Shave your dog.
No.
It's humane. By the way, I keep telling my stupid girlfriend to shave her dumb cat. She has one of those.
Don't shave the cat.
No, fuck him. This dumb thing, it's like the fluffiest like white cat ever. And
it's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
It really is, and he's going to too. And every time I walk in, he's like, "Dude, get me away from this crazy bitch. She won't shave me because it's fucking 98 degrees in this goddamn place." Yeah, and the song is playing all the time. I knew you were gonna go with that joke. And it's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do. I can't think of any other songs I have.
Sorry, go ahead with it, Doug.
Anyways, so she's like, lashay me already. And there we go.
Go ahead.
How great was this band?
Terrible.
I'm like not going with me on it.
You like 98 Degrees?
No.
Because I love them. There is no turning back. She's been good to me. She deserves better than this. Hardest thing I'll ever have.
Can you at least make an attempt and sing for reals? No, for reals. You know me. Whenever you guys make me sing on the show, especially on Hippo Juice, I go for it.
To show no emotion.
There you go.
When you start to cry, I can't let you see what you mean.
That was good.
That's all I know, though.
Oh, wait. And my heart's not free.
There you go.
Not meant to be.
Marie, join
I'm
in.
Doing the hand thing. I'm doing the hand thing to go up with the beat.
To turn around and walk away, pretending I don't love you.
Oh, man, you're right. They were great.
So good.
Hey, no, you know what? They are great.
Yeah, because they're on tour right now with like a back. I knew somebody who
Backstreet
went to the
Boys.
Yeah, well, no, it was Backstreet Boys, them, and I think New Kids on the Block, right? Oh wait, no, it was New Edition, 90 Degrees, and New Kids on the Block.
No, it's New Kids on the Block cover band. It's old kids on the cul-de-sac. It's a completely different band. I mean, they still have Marky Mark's younger older brother. He's still in there, but that's it.
Younger older brother.
Whatever. Younger older brother. Whatever he is. The ugly fucking Wahlberg.
When you start to cry, you see what you mean to me. When my hands are tied and my heart's not free, we to be.
Fuck, killing it.
Yeah, you are.
I just posted a picture of Emo Yuki in the chat.
Oh, yeah. When we're outside and we don't let her rock, she's a bitch and wants to.
Oh, she gets all me.
Hold on.
She's so sad.
We didn't tell the story.
Oh, well, you guys are assholes to your dog.
Oh, you didn't tell the story of what Yuki did. So we had like this, when she's in the backyard, we don't have a fence, but we have like this, like a 40 foot long metal, long leash so she could run around the yard.
She looks so sad.
So she's out back and she loves people for the most part, but hates dogs. This guy was walking on the sidewalk, this old man with his little tiny shit dog. Yuki ran, and normally the line holds, but the line had a knot in it, so when she ran, it snapped the line. We were sitting outside. Yuki runs and starts trying to kill the dog. The old man falls over and basically starts crying. I yank Yuki off, throw her in the house. The dog is fine, but now the old man is crying on his back because apparently – he had one of those neural stimulators because he had back surgery,
and
it must have moved when you hit him. So, dude, it was just this fucking horror scene in my front yard.
When did this happen?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Why haven't you brought this up on the air already?
I forgot.
Why wasn't this story number one? Wait, so what happened? Did you have to like pick him up awkwardly? Is he going to sue you? Like, what happened?
He's not going to sue anything.
No, we didn't move him.
But he was sitting there, and we got him an ice pack. Do you want Tylenol? Do you want this? Do you want that? And the lady, the wife was actually really nice. You know, she
So it was a couple walking their dog down the street.
Yeah, but old, like old, really old.
Okay.
Like
he only had fallen over our dog. Like she tripped him. And he
tried to get to the other dog.
He slowly fell down, but must have hit. Like an old man slow fall.
Right.
I posted a picture of her with her little chain. So she's just chained up in the back, and we only keep her out there, so she can go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That sad picture of her is so funny.
Yeah, you think until you get
the fucking... You see the smiley picture because you know what she's capable of as far as life in her eyes, and you see that one, she's just like...
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool. Let me tell you what a bitch she is. Normally, Marie takes her out to walk at... Normally, Marie takes her out to walk at 9 o'clock. The other day, Marie was doing something with her work computer, and Marie's little headphones were on the floor. Marie doesn't chew stuff in the house ever. But
Yuki,
she,
I mean, I don't chew things in the house.
Marie doesn't chew things.
So, Marie doesn't, but Yuki does.
That's not. Yuki doesn't chew things in the house.
As opposed to before I started beating her over the face and mouth with a newspaper saying no, she used to chew things.
In fact, Yuki has never taken a toy in her life except for Royce's socks.
That's right. I forgot.
So anyway, Yuki gets pissed and gets passive aggressive because she knows it's 30 minutes past her walk time, and she starts chewing Marie's headphones. So I had to buy Marie new headphones because she just chewed just to be a bitch. So no, she's a little fucking bitch. She don't think she's like fucking all sweet all the time.
And actually, I just posted the sad picture. That's the saddest Yuki face picture.
That is so sad.
Uh-huh.
By the way, follow me on Instagram, HJuiceMarie. It's mostly Yuki pics.
Oh, it's so sad. Anyways, go ahead, Royce. What was she doing?
Take her out for a walk. She was sitting right next to me on the computer doing that face. I was like,
She's like an all-white Akita.
And Mersh hasn't been here, but she's used to Mersh being here. So every once in a while during the day, she'll go like try to peek in Mersh's room because she doesn't know where he is. Very weird.
She loves Mersh, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, let me post the picture.
Mersh would always walk in like when he was working every day and just give her a big hug and she would love it.
I will post my most favoriteest Yuki picture of all time was Mersh giving her a hug, and then she gave him a little lick on the cheek, and he looks like he's a 5-year-old retarded boy. He's
so excited. Not a 30-year-old retarded boy?
30-year-old retarded boy, but he looks autistic. He's so excited for this dog. All right, I'm posting it now. My favorite picture of all time.
Aw.
He does. She's just licking his cheek like, hello. And he's like, my doggy, mine!
He does look retarded. But
I think it's because he's on his knees and his toes are pointed inwards. I think that's why he looks retarded.
Like a little kid.
Yes. And his lips are like curled under. He's smiling so hard.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And his nose is crinkled because he's like squishing his face
together.
Was
this in like 2 seconds after he walked into the door kind of thing? Or were they wrestling around for a while?
No, they were just wrestling around.
Aw. That's adorable.
Yeah, and she doesn't bark much either.
If she has another litter, could you please send me an Akita? I want one badly.
Okay, we will send you one if she has an Akita.
We'll just send her Yuki.
Okay. You'll never know.
I don't want Yuki. I want my dog.
Okay, we'll send you Mersh.
Because I want
We'll send you the other one in the picture.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm going to do the updates after the show's over because I got too drunk to remember to do it.
Are you drunk?
I'm 3 beers in. Good enough.
Yeah, good point. By the way, remind me next week to get to the Harry Styles from One Direction, best band ever. I think he's gay.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Mitch, why better?
I am better than you because my nipples are as big as thumbs.
That's not bad. Royce?
I am better than you because I brought this wonderful song to the show.
Yes, you did. And I am better than you because I brought the wonderful Lucille Bogan Shave 'Em Dry song to the show.
Lucille Ball.
Not Lucille Ball.
All right, guys. Well, tomorrow, Hippo Juice.
We have an interview tomorrow, right?
Yes, we are interviewing Axe Cop, the creator of Axe Cop.
Not the whole movie?
Hippoly, he's the creator of Axe Cop. We were trying to get Sinbad for this week, too, because we were talking to him.
Sinbad?
Yeah, the comedian.
Sinbad.
So if we don't get him this week, maybe we'll get him next week.
I used to love that guy.
Yeah, so we're, you know, working on it. But, you know.
All right, listen tomorrow. Hippo Juice.
Sinbad is still alive. We can confirm it.
But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.